you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, beautiful heart warriors. Welcome to episode 101. How to strengthen your sense of self and reduce negative thoughts. You know, I had this great conversation with a colleague the other day, and we're both coaches, and we were discussing how so many people come to us with certain issues, but what it actually boils down to is their sense of self or lack thereof. That they're often finding themselves in this place of projecting out into the world someone they're actually not. And how this lack of sense of self is then affecting their whole life and can lead to negative thoughts. So with that being said, I'm going to dive in. Your sense of self influences your thoughts, emotions, and actions. At the same time, a sense of self refers to a person's self as product of their beliefs, their ideas, and their perceptions. Your personality traits, likes and dislikes, your moral code, and your belief system combine to define your unique identity. A person with a strong sense of self finds it easy to understand and communicate these different aspects that form who they are. On the other hand, a person who finds it hard to express these characteristics tends to have a less defined sense of self and can often find themselves lost around others and in the everyday world. So regardless of which camp you fall in, and whether or not you take the time to think about yourself, you're still affected. A person who knows who they are lives with a great sense of self-confidence and self-esteem. On the other hand, a person who's not sure of their identity or self will often act in ways that are inconsistent with their true feelings and beliefs. These people may feel mixed emotions and express themselves in ways that don't match their true intentions. They tend to express themselves as they believe others would want to see them. It's almost a facade of who they really are underneath. You know these people. You may be one of these people who, instead of expressing your true feelings and thoughts, you stuff those down and instead express what you think someone wants to hear. So the problem just doesn't stop there. If a person believes that they cannot change their own personality traits or skills, they can become discouraged about life. And this is when negative thoughts start to develop. So try these strategies to reduce negative thoughts by clarifying your sense of self. State or describe the nature of your values in detail. You know, this is a great time to get out pen, paper, and start writing. Values are the building blocks of a person's identity. Some view their values as a set of universal principles that might be true for everyone. However, values are more personal. A person's values come from their own family and beliefs. They may also derive from the environment in which they live, from their religious beliefs and cultural influences. A person can have more than one set of values simultaneously. The goal is to describe your value system in detail. That's the first step. Next, determine to make healthy choices for yourself, not just for the others around you. The decisions you make should mainly benefit you and your health. Now, if you have a spouse or kids, their needs also come into the picture. I'm not saying completely ignore everyone else around you, but that does not mean you should neglect yourself while taking care of others. There needs to be a balance. Take time to focus on yourself without any distractions. Choose the activities that you enjoy and are in line with your values. You have to have time for yourself. You know, in the past, you might have allowed others to decide for you what you're going to do. Perhaps you wanted a different career path or even a different partner. And someone else told you what you were going to be and who you were going to love. But you don't have to do that. It's time to take control of your own life. You're going to want to set healthy boundaries. Boundaries place limits on things that need your energy. They also help you manage your time. These resources are precious, but they don't last forever. Time doesn't last forever. So it's essential to set and maintain your boundaries. You are the only one who can protect your sense of self. It requires an honest assessment of how you spend your time and energy. A person who sets healthy boundaries places importance on themselves. It causes them to respect themselves more and feel better about it. Healthy boundaries also help a person to sense their wants and desires. This self-awareness leads to enhanced self-confidence. When you achieve this, you are less likely to let others control your life. Another thing you can do to keep negative thoughts at bay is use affirmations and practice positive self-talk. Affirmations are positive statements that you repeat to yourself several times each day. The overall goal is to be more positive. That's what will lead you to a stronger sense of self. And a stronger sense of self will help you reduce negative thoughts. That doesn't mean you're trying to eradicate negative thoughts. It's that you become aware when they crop up and then move through them to something more positive. You know, here are a few affirmations that I have used in the past, and you can use them to start off your day in a positive way. I start my day with positive thoughts and energy. My day unfolds with ease and grace. The universe supports my desires today. I take action with faith and clarity. I am having fun today. I bring light with me wherever I go. I am a positive influence on the world. And you can create your own affirmations as your own daily mantra. Have some fun with it. Have some fun with it. Remember to view difficulties as paths that can lead you to know yourself. Difficult situations challenge us. And don't just shove them down, because that keeps us away from knowing ourselves. Invite the challenge. Understand it. Dissect it. Pick it apart. What has it taught you? Where is it leading you? It helps you understand yourself. So dig deep and find out who you are. It's time to get in touch with your identity, to give yourself a sense of self. Remember that it's okay to fail at first, but keep working on it because it will lead you to a stronger sense of self and more fulfilling way of living. If you're having trouble with boundaries, negative thought patterns, low self-confidence, low self-esteem, low self-worth, I want to break through that. Reach out. Sign up for a Heal Your Story strategy session. I'd love to help. Sending you all a lot of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.